Well, this week, both sides of politics pledged to make family violence a policy priority. The Prime Minister announced a $30 million funding campaign for awareness raising and putting the issue of family violence on the COAG agenda. Opposition leader Bill Shorten made a call for a national crisis summit on family violence. In New South Wales, domestic violence has become a state election issue, with the Baird government proposing a domestic violence register, and we'll have some more on that in a moment. But at the same time, crucial funding has also been cut to several frontline services. In regional Australia, where there are high rates of violence, vast areas are about to be left without any free family violence lawyers. Hagar Cohen gained rare access to the Mildura Court in Victoria on the day that court was dealing with some family violence cases.
It's Monday morning in Mildura and the local court is about to hear a whopping 34 intervention order cases.
So, it's a fairly good sized list today.
They're mostly victims of family violence who are seeking legal protection.
My name's Kim, all right? You all right?
The police are representing most of them. For the rest, there's a dedicated family violence lawyer.
I know it's a bit intimidating when you haven't been through this sort of thing before. Okay.
That's Kim Hubbard. She's the only generalist family violence solicitor in the entire Mallee region. As of July 1st, her position is being axed. This will mean that victims like Rebecca will have to represent themselves in court. Rebecca's application for an intervention order is listed for this morning.
I'm just scared of him. I'm shaking now because he's just a psycho. He's so unpredictable and now he's addicted to ice as well. And it's, well, he probably was the whole time we were together and that's why he's the way he is, I don't know. But, God, I was just like, I'm actually like thinking maybe I should just go home and just forget about it. I really don't want to go in there. No. When he's in there.
Kim has convinced Rebecca to ignore the intimidation of her ex and advised her to press ahead with her case.
So I assume that there's been a fairly long history of violence and that sort of thing with him.
Yeah.
Okay, what's happened there?
When I was about, 8 weeks before I was due, well, we were having a fight and he hit me in the face to the ground. He's thrown plates, bottles, he choked me one night. Okay. Just heaps of stuff.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've applied for intervention order against him?
Well, I've been to the police like three or four times before this, and nothing ever gets done.
Okay, they've never done it for you.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, given the history that you've told me, I find that fairly shocking that the police haven't made an application for you. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a thing in Mildura. I've had a few clients that have been, you know, victims of serious violence and the police are just too lazy to make applications. All right, so you've done the right thing by coming here. We'll hopefully still try and get the outcome for you, all right? So try not to get too overwhelmed by it, all right? But this sort of behaviour is not on, okay? And I'm not impressed at the police at the moment that they haven't made this application for you, okay? So we're going to do everything we can to try and get this sorted today.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, at the minute, it's not like he's harassing me or stalking me or anything. It's just that any time I have any contact with him, he's threatening my life, but, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That by itself is grounds for an intervention order, let alone, but what's more concerning to me is the history of physical violence. Because if he's done it before, he'll do it again.
Yeah.
All right, that's their choking and hitting you when you're pregnant are two of the biggest warning signs that we get. You know, that's basic family violence 101. Yeah. That's, you know, shocking.
Yeah.
You know, we really, really, really need to be careful. So you just hang in here and, you know, take a few deep breaths and see how you're going, all right?
Yeah.
And I'll go and see what I can sort out.
Kim Hubbard leaves the room to find out if Rebecca's ex will agree to the terms of the intervention order or if he intends to contest it.
We've got some good news, okay?
Yeah.
He's going to agree to the order. All right, so you don't have to worry about hearings or anything like that.
Yeah.
So you don't have to give evidence or anything. I'll just appear for you and tell the judge that it's resolved and that he's consenting, and then we'll get the final order made, okay?
Okay.
I feel a bit better now.
Rebecca is one of 150 victims Kim Hubbard has acted for in the past year, all of them seeking intervention orders. It's not just her job that's about to be axed. The federal government has slashed hundreds of millions of dollars from services that assist domestic violence victims. Kim Hubbard says the cuts will have a devastating effect, especially in regional communities like Mildura.
Taking service away from a poor, you know, an impoverished area with high family violence rates and limited services as it is, where people have no other option, literally no other option. The biggest concern is the people in the city don't get it. Until you've lived in it, you don't get it. And people who have no idea what goes on out here are making decisions that are affecting us. And I suppose it flies in the face of, you know, the recent government actions. They've appointed Rosie Batty as the Australian of the Year and made all these big stories and promised all these changes to family violence, yet the crucial services are getting cut. I think that's setting a very dangerous precedent.
That's Kim Hubbard, solicitor at the Mallee Community Legal Centre, ending that report. And you can listen to Hagar Cohen's full report on this family violence and the relationship between services cuts, the impact that might be having, on Background Briefing this Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on RN.